Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990. Now, my name's Jake Smith, and I'm joined in the shed out the back of Mum and Dad's house by my little mate from a couple of grades below. It's bloody Peter James.
Yeah, good.
I changed the cadence on that, changed the pacing.
Yeah, you were doing something. You were definitely having a little play over there. I didn't look at you because you said in the last episode you don't like to be looked at, you don't like to look at me. So I made the effort to look away to make you comfortable, and then you did what you did.
Absolutely.
And that's an interesting thing.
I want my intro to be like the priest at the Latin Mass. Don't look at me. I'm going to turn my back.
Yeah. Priests at Latin Mass also have little mates from a few grades below, don't they? So it is like that.
It's rife. It's rife.
Anyway.
Well, Peter, it's good to see you before you depart to Perth.
Mm-hmm. You're about to take me to the airport.
Absolutely, I am.
After this, which is a very nice thing to do. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I mean, you've come through with the airport lifts many times. So it's
a good little... It's nice to have like that one person in the city where you go. The exchange is if you're in town, you've got nothing pressing, we're doing it for each other.
Absolutely.
Because fuck that $60 trip.
Oh, cunt. The worst thing is, especially if you've come back from a strenuous or arduous time, like when, you know, we've done a lot of legs, like in... when we did Sydney and Newcastle and we had the fucking trains in between and then we're like three separate comms over three nights and then you finally get back, even though it's a 90-minute flight, you're like, I don't want to wait for an Uber.
Yeah.
I'd like someone to pick me up.
Especially if you go somewhere where you don't know the person on the other end or you don't know anyone on the other end. So you're definitely getting an Uber there.
Yeah.
So just to mitigate one of them.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much, Jake.
Well, thank you, Peter. Thank you.
And it's also good because if I had to get an Uber after this, what am I going to be in an Uber with a stranger, with a stiffy?
With a huge,
with a
blood,
big
blood-filled.
Blood-filled stiffy?
Yeah.
The blood is important.
You
got to
stop the blood thing.
You said the blood. You brought up the blood thing.
I did. I prompted you. I'm so sorry. Now, Peter, I don't know how...
blood is an important part of sex.
Yeah, okay, cunt. Now, I don't know how stiffed up, barred up, full mongrel you're going to get today, because this week we've got one, and I think if we got time for it, two black and white articles.
Yes, which we were just talking about before we started recording. Any of the ones that we've done that are black and white have been pearlers.
Like Groggalocked Granddad was a great one, remember
that? Because they don't need, the content is so good. They said, oh, we'll just save a bit of money on the printing for this one because they're going to love it regardless. It's so fun. It's so good. So we're in for a treat, I expect. What's this called, this particular page?
It says, Hoovering Hero Comes Clean. And then, quote, I'm a sucker for vacuum cleaners.
Now, I mean, come on. That's as clever as anything gets.
It's going to be great. Also, one of the things about the black and white articles, I don't think they've ever been rude. As in, like, they might be bawdy, but they've never been... You know, hero clam cam shoves thing up a cunt. Like, there's none of that.
That was a real combo of all
sorts. Yeah, I know. Smooth
hero,
titty piss.
Hero clam cam.
So something.
Shoves something up a cunt.
Yeah. You know, it's just that foul shit where they're like, oh, look at the titty. You know, because when you see the bat
when they had
the cricketing thing, that's all full colour with moot. It's hard to see your black and white tit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. It doesn't, like, based on what we've seen on this page so far. It's just an old man with a vacuum.
Again, in a pornographic magazine, we're just forced to read about an old man and vacuum cleaners. I reckon it'll be an avid collector of vacuum cleaners. I can kind of... I've got the... You know, you can kind of start sight reading French after a little bit. Like, you can look at a French sentence and be like, oh, maybe I'll get some of the gist. Now, I've got that now with this,
yeah.
with magazine, where yeah. I look at it, I go, I can tell what this will be about. It'll be about this fellow who, he has so many vacuum cleaners. It was a family-owned business. My dad actually built a vacuum cleaner in the blah, blah, in yeah. some shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm such a low tolerance for this fucking magazine. All right, it starts here. It says... A bloke who owns over 300 vacuum cleaners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Got it.
Champs-Élysées.
Yep. A bloke who owns 300 vacuum cleaners hardly never cleans his own carpet. So just what does Mr. Charles Knott do with them all?
That's when the music goes... And it goes to a flashback and it's him with this knob in the vacuum cleaner. Oh, fuck.
I'm buying 299 more of these cans. It says, yeah, so what does Mr. Charles Knott do with them all? Nothing. That's right, nothing. Mr. Knott, 50 years of age, collects vacuum cleaners purely because he likes them. They are his sucky little friends.
This guy, vacuum cleaners to him are knives to you, but you use them. So not the same, but...
Things need to be open.
You love Knott. Oh, I don't know if we've... Have we talked about this in the...
We have, and it's actually getting to a point where I'm worried about my reputation.
You've got so many knives.
But it's...
I've never met anyone. I've met chefs. Right.
I'm a street chef.
They got a few knives. They got a few knives that are important to them. You've got... It'd have to be in the 20s.
No, nowhere near that.
Oh, fuck off. There's like 15 on your desk.
Yeah, but I have utility...
There's one on your belt loop right now. It looks like a key.
Yeah, fair enough.
and then all the knives you have for eating and cooking.
It's hard to make the argument that I don't have knives on me all the time while I have a knife on me right now. But it's like, that's my podcast knife.
Yeah, fucking hell, man.
Well, it comes in handy. That's like a little tiny pen. It's fucking 1 inch long.
You edit these podcasts and you cut up the audio with a little knife, a little digital knife.
it says here, sorry, back to Charles Knott and less about me. It says, you could say I got sucked in.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of this, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Ding, ding, ding. That's the first one. You could say I got sucked in. I've got them everywhere, says unmarried Charles. Well, you didn't have to mention that. Didn't have to mention that.
Said dead behind the eyes, Charles. Said dreams didn't work out for him, Charles.
Says sleeps on a single bed, Charles.
Bed frame, Charles.
Welcoming the picture into his bed sit in Port Talbot, Wales. Oh, he's Welsh too. Oh. The suckiest of them all. You ever been to Wales?
I haven't been to the UK since I was a wee bub.
Oh, it is just, it's such a beautiful part of the world with such unfortunate people in it.
Yeah.
Just heroin-infested shithole.
Real sing-songy accent too, yeah. The Welsh accent.
The Welsh accent, right?
Yeah.
Dwi'n hoffi beer. That's Welsh. I like beer. Dwi'n hoffi.
Is it?
Jacob Dwi. That's my name's Jacob. I get obsessed with learning Welsh for a little bit. it never ends, hey? Just another piece in the puzzle.
Welsh is just a gateway to German.
Not at all similar. It says it's in the kitchen. This is where he's got all the things. In the kitchen, up the stairs, all along the walls, in the bedroom, in the living room, and even in the bathroom. It's a bit cramped, but I have no intention of stopping the collection.
I like to play with my plugged-in vacuum cleaner in the bath.
Especially in the bathroom.
This is my rubber ducky vacuum. Sucky friend.
Says Charles cleaners run the gamut of vacuum cleaning history. From the humble prehistoric suckers to the very latest ones that come with wheels. Don't they all come with wheels?
Well, obviously not the old ones.
Fair enough. They come with wheels, disposable bags, and electric power.
Do you reckon this can't live long enough to see the robot?
Oh, the Roomba. Imagine that. He would add 300 of those guns.
It lives.
Just bumping into
each alive.
Other. They're awful.
You can hang out with
it. Have you ever owned a Roomba?
No, but you've got one here, don't you?
Yeah. Shocking.
I can't imagine it'd be great. Like, it sounds like something you want. but I just can't picture a world in which it does the job correctly.
Well, if even if it did the job half as good as a normal vacuum cleaner, man, me, like it would be fine. Do you know what I mean? Because how often would I vacuum? I vacuum my room maybe once a fortnight, which is fucking despicable considering how small it is. But the idea was just to have it on the bottom level, the little Roomba, because of the dog shedding everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then it's at least doing that. We just set it on, cool, blah, blah, blah. But we've got a border collie and she tries to herd the fucking thing. So she'll just stare at it and then smash her head into it to scare it. So then she herds it and we just end up with one perfectly like square, like one square that's perfectly vacuum because Slipper's just fucking herded the cunt. It's so annoying. Anyways, we've retired it. I don't even know where the fucking thing is. I'm going to throw it as hard as I can at a fucking wall. Sucks. It says, everyone knows it was Mr. H.C. Booth who made and patented the first vacuum cleaner in 1901. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Obviously. I said yeah. This, I was talking about this morning.
One of the great inventors
Mr.
H.C. Booth.
That's it? Why don't you invent silent mode on that fucking phone?
I'll tell you what. No. If you heard that through the mics, my phone just think. I cannot fucking turn off. It's just started doing notification sounds and it's all, everything says it's muted notification sounds.
Fuck.
And
it still that must bother you like 4 or 5 times a day. Lonely cunt. So it says, everyone knows it was Mr. H.C. Booth who made and patented the first successful vacuum cleaner in 1901. I would love to see the unsuccessfuls.
1901?
But few realize that Mr. Charles Knott keeps 5 in his bath. I'll hand this over to you now.
I'm still stuck on is that when you thought vacuum cleaners would have been invented?
It's always earlier or later than you think. I could have believed vacuum cleaners would have been late 70s, or you could have told me 1850, like a petrol one. Like
one bloke inhaling really hard while walking on all fours.
not much of an invention, is it, Greg?
Is there anything underneath where my mouth is?
Do you want me to clean the fucking thing or not, cunt? go from Charles. Yeah, Charles fell in love with his vacuum cleaner or something like that.
I've just seen a photo of Charles. It's awesome. Charles fell for his first vacuum cleaner 9 years ago. There she was. No, I'm just kidding.
Sucking me off.
My sucky little friend. I saw it under a pile of rubbish and I just felt sorry for it. He said, since then it's become an obsession. I'm interested in repairing them and restoring them to former glory. He sounds like one of the Beatles. John, Yoko, Hoover. I'm interested in repairing them and restoring them to their former glory. Every single one of them works. Mr. Knott spends heaps on his... Mr. Knott made for the public eye. Mr. Knott spends heaps on his hobby and would never swap or sell them. This is not like stamp collecting, Mr. Knott intimated. Mm. I'm the only serious collector in Britain.
Fucking hell.
If you're the only one that collects your thing, you're wrong. You are wrong. If you're the only person that collects whatever you
reckon there's someone else out there who collects vacuum cleaners?
If there are more people collecting corpses in their boot than there are people collecting the thing you collect, you're wrong.
All right, hold on, vacuum.
Mr. Not Right.
What's his name again? Charles Knott.
Charles Knott.
I'm going to look this up. Charles Knott vacuum cleaner.
And it's N-O-T-T.
Yeah, got it. Oh, man. Yeah, actually, Sky News feature, vacuum cleaner.
Charles Knott of Wales is proud of his secret obsession, which started when he saw a vacuum cleaner for sale for £2 and bought it because he felt sorry for it.
His story is checking out. There is consistency in the tale.
They didn't mention anything about the pile of rubbish. Hold on. Yeah, we've got the right fella. That's him. Go on.
That's fucking awesome. Oh, I love him. I love him so much. As we were ushered out, we found time for one... Ushered out. Just pushing him with the vacuum cleaner. You need to leave me and my sucky little friends alone. As we were ushered out, we found time for one quick question. We can't remember what it was, but the answer was... Oh, great bit of fucking journalism.
Fucking idiots.
The picture once again. We had time for one question. Fucks me what it was. No one was recording. We were just all bullying this cunt with the 300 vacuum cleaners the whole time, but... the answer was, Some people think I must have the cleanest house in Britain, Mr. Knott said, but I don't bother unless someone pops around for a visit. I use a 1957 Hoover for that. God, he fucking looks like he's got some human skin in those vacuums, I reckon.
Let me have a look at the cunt.
He looks like the Lovely Bones guy.
Jesus Christmas.
Do you know what I mean?
Day. Holy fuck. Imagine that. Imagine walking into that house. 300 of the cunts. I love them. I fix them. So the picture says, we heard of a woman in England who likes her car so much she thinks of it as a pet. A car pet. Perhaps she and Mr. Knott should get together. Oh, carpet. Vacuum.
Oh, great.
They've done good there.
I'm a fucking idiot. That's awesome. Carpet.
Yeah, they did well. Carpet. You know, yeah. You know when they do well?
Yeah, it's like I'm proud of them.
It's like when you hear like a grade two, you know, a child make a good joke where they've actually had to construct.
Yeah.
And it's like a machine learning.
Carpet.
I love my car so much. Think of it as pet. Carpet. 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 Vacuum. Very good picture, bot. You've done a little
that's
punsy.
So funny. I love that. I really like that.
Sorry. I'm just
that's why they can't remember what the fucking question was. Because they were like, oh, fuck. There's a carpet. Write down carpet.
Carpet. Carpet.
Carpet.
I'm also now.
Carpet DM.
I'm also now pronouncing carpet that way. That's the carpet. Sorry, carpet.
Carpet.
Or French carpet. We're going to do one more here, Peter, but I just turned the page to Hard Sex Festival, hot new video releases.
Currently going on at Good Chat Comedy Club.
It has adult magazines and they've had to black out most of them because it's too rude. But wow. I will just give you the title as a bit of a palate cleanser, a little bit of an amuse-bouche, in between. These are just the categories of different magazines. We've got Big Tits, Double, Transsexual, Oriental, Oral, Hermaphrodite, Rhea, All Girl, Bisexual, Big Tits.
Big fan.
Tanisha Mills.
Oh!
And then two just titled Black. Awesome.
Sweet.
Oh, what's your kink?
I'll have as many of the black as you guys have.
Oh, what's your kink? Me, Big Tits, Oral, and Rhea. Actually, no. All Girl, Tanisha Mills. My God. Hold on. Can you decipher this?
Probably. I have glasses.
Look, they've put the title of that one, but they've censored it. I know what the last word is.
Okay, yeah. So it's... Yeah, so the last word is C dash dash dash...
T-S?
Yeah, C with four dashes. So that's cock, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, sucking black cock?
No, but it's SP. So it goes SP dash dash ING, black cocks.
Could be cunts as well.
Oh, I doubt it would be cunts.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I
thought it might be...
What's a dirty word that starts with SP?
Spitting, but it's not that because there's
playing fucking Wordle here.
Spinning. Like all of them, you want to go SPI. SPI makes sense.
Spill.
This is how Wordle used to be played. Oh, I've got the first two. I've got cocks. I've got black cocks. I've got black cocks, but I don't have the. Oh, I'm too
what's
off.
The first one? What is the first? SP. Anyways, this isn't engaging content. Why don't you kick us off on the next one? I'll think about this.
What about climactic scenes 48, 54, and 56?
What about that one?
Oh, there's just three editions of... and climactic scenes 55, apology. Orgasm scenes, orgasmic scenes. Different things we can do. Anyway, moving on.
All right.
Next article is called Roo One Day, Poo the Next.
Great.
So someone's eating kangaroo? Roo One Day, Poo the Next?
No.
Kangaroo jerky.
No, hold on. Roo One Day, Poo the Next. They are like feeding... maybe kangaroo meat?
I don't know if this will help, but the first word is Brisbane.
Oh. Roo one day, poo the next. I reckon it's something to do with eating kangaroo mints.
Yeah, I think it's going to be something eating kangaroo. Anyway, a Brisbane bloke. We're a couple of those.
Yeah. You're not.
Good to read about us. Just two Brisbane boys.
I guess you are now.
The big city. That's where we live. Yeah. A Brisbane bloke whose two pet kangaroos... Representation matters, is what I'm saying. A Brisbane bloke whose two pet kangaroos... This is like Black Ariel. See how there's Black Ariel? Little Mermaid's coming out.
Yeah.
And it's played by Halle Berry, I believe.
And Halle Berry's old. Oh, is she doing the voice?
No, it's a live action. I think it was Halle Berry. I was scrolling past it pretty quickly, but I got tagged in.
You'd want to fucking hope it was after you've gone out of limb there.
Yeah. I'm sticking with it. Halle Berry.
Okay. Played by Samuel L. Jackson.
But yeah, no.
What is with all these snakes in this motherfucking ocean?
What's it with all these tail where there should be legs?
Go on.
Above the motherfucking sea. A Brisbane bloke whose two pet kangaroos have been confiscated by national parks officers is heartbroken because they now face a brain-splattering death-by-roo shooter in the killing fields of Goondiwindi. John Norris told the pitcher his hoppy, large-tailed pals were taken from the 150-hectare Logandale country estate where he works as a field development officer while he was on holidays.
Right.
I was looking forward to seeing them when I return, said John, recalling the dismal day he found out Bouncy Big Red and Kelly had been abducted. Bouncy Big Red and Kelly!
I can tell which one he's tried to fuck. Wouldn't go near Bouncy Big Red.
He's a big cartoony, silly kangaroo. Kelly, oh yeah. Identifying features of the two kangaroo. Also, Bouncy Big Red, he's got quite a large jump on him and he's red. And Kelly, the tits on Kelly, I swear to God.
Boing, boing, boing. I'm hopping the herp out.
So Bouncy Big Red and Kelly had been abducted and were to be transported to Bastard Goondiwindi.
Oh, Bastard Goondiwindi.
Do you
no
know
good.
Much about it?
Goondiwindi?
Yeah.
I know that you're pronouncing it wrong. Everyone pronounces it wrong.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense. I fucking hate the town. I've never heard of it. Never going to go.
Have you never heard of Goondi? It's about 4 hours west.
I have heard it, but I've never heard.
It's where Kappa's from. Well, Kappa's from Boomai, but right near Goondi.
Actually, that's the only that is the only place in his bit where he talks about it.
Goondiwindi show. I once played in a high school band at the Goondiwindi show, and my finger split halfway through on the dub. I was playing upright double bass, and it split halfway through, and there's blood everywhere all down the fretboard, and I just had to keep going. Lovely part of the world.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, there's a bit of information on it here in brackets. Goondiwindi, in the state's dry southwest, is where roo shooters hang out with spotlights and scopes, ready to feed a bullet into the head of any animal resembling a kangaroo. Sadly, mostly kangaroos.
Fuck.
Carpet.
Carpet.
John, a big-hearted bloke with a love for native animals, said both roos would have died if it wasn't for his dedication in bottle feeding them when they were defenseless, abandoned babies. I was given Kelly by a shooter who retrieved it from its dead mother's pouch, he explained. And Big Red's mum was knocked down by a car. They grew up in a 5-hectare paddock surrounded by trees, water, and lots of lush grass. So they were used to a good life. John's upset because he's well aware that today's grass nibbling, boxing with his mate's kangaroo. That's funny. Today's grass nibbling, I don't know why that's funny, is very possibly tomorrow's steamy dog turd. Oh, there we go. And that's got a...
What, is that it?
No. There's heaps more.
Oh, thank
I'm going to give it to you halfway. But it's got a annotation. There's an asterisk there. Mm. So I was just trying to find the annotation. So, yeah, going to be a big steamy dog turd. The annotation is, once they've been executed by shooters, kangaroos are often dragged to factories and turned into dog food. The thought of these smiling, pouchy pals being squeezed slowly out the bottom of some no-good poodle is almost too much to bear, readers. Squeezed slowly out the bottom of... What an articulate way to say a dog taking a shit.
Well, they just did. They just said big dog turd. Yeah, backtrack.
He said the estate had been a virtual roo paradise. I'd get a real buzz when I saw Big Red chasing Kelly around the property. They really loved each other, he said. There's going to be a lot of kids around here with long faces because of this action. It's a real disgrace.
So wait, why are they getting taken off of him? Has it said that?
I don't think so.
They've been confiscated, but what? I guess we're about to find out. It's a real disgrace. Yep, cool. John claims he didn't know. Oh, we're about to find out right now. John claims he didn't know that
you weren't allowed to fuck him. What's the point of having a roo? It's got so many places to fuck. You got the kangaroo mouth. You got the kangaroo bum. Kangaroo pussy in a pouch.
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo. They wouldn't call them kangaroots if you weren't supposed to write them. So they're not called kangaroots.
Oh, well, lock me up. Oh, that is a genuine, genuine error.
What about Skimpy the kangaroo? You've heard of Skimpy the kangaroo. It's a little slut.
John claims he didn't know that keeping kangaroos on a large rural estate was illegal, especially since the state government condoned the wholesale slaughter of more than 2 million roos a year.
Wowee.
Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
Do you not know they're pests? That's why you can kill
so
roos.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I know. But so you can't kill a possum, but you can kill a kangaroo.
But the kangaroos are the best. They're so much better. What do they do for the native infrastructure that's so bad?
I believe they bleed a lot. So they bleed, and there's heaps of them, and then I think they...
But I like them. I want there to be heaps of them.
Yeah, I know, but then I'm pretty sure they'll fuck up farmlands and it'll like... Oh, you
I've
know.
Never met a farmer I liked.
That's
I've
true.
I've met several kangaroos that I thought were cool.
I don't really care for the kangaroo. I love the... No. The wallaby, though, his little brother. Love a wallaby.
They're all same shit, man.
Wallabies are love. They're little fellas.
There's so many up north. So many kangos getting around.
Well, the big ones are, big ones annoy me. I don't really care for the big
There's
ones.
There's a golf course up there, Mariba, that's just littered with them. And you're just like, man, how many kangaroos get taken out each year by fucking...
Was it you who was telling me about someone taking out a kangaroo with a golf ball?
No. This feels like a Joe Waddington story.
No, I think it was a friend of Kale's.
Could you imagine? Ting! Dung. Oh, fuck.
Oh, no, I know exactly who it was. He was a friend of a friend, actually, who I used to work with. And they clocked one, and he had to go put it out of his misery.
Oh. I'd be using my driver.
I'd use my hands. So it's
strangling a kangaroo.
No, that's because I don't own golf clubs. I don't play golf.
Oh, okay.
I'm there for the roo.
You're sitting in the forest waiting for one to get hit.
Hole in one. No, they're lovely creatures. So it says here, this whole episode is nothing more than a sick joke from bumbling bureaucrats. Why waste money on national parks officials' time to take away animals that are going to... Why waste money on national parks officials' times to take away animals that are going to be rehabilitated, then sent out to Gundawindi to be shot? Big Red and Kelly won't stand a chance and will probably die in the first week. They may as well pin targets to their chests, as any idiot with a gun will be able to blow them away. And remember, this is before all that unpleasantness down in Tasmania. You could have guns a lot more easily.
Yeah.
Now it says here, the owner of the estate, Logan City Mayor Rod Gollidge, said Big Red and Kelly were favourites with residents and one of the major reasons he was turning Logandale into a wildlife sanctuary. Says the busybodies who dobbed us in for keeping the roos has virtually signed the animal's death warrant and stalled the plans we had to turn this place into a reserve, said Rod. National Parks Officer Des Jones confirmed that the keeping of roos was illegal, except if they were being looked after while they were sick. You know, when I was young, my dad would drive, and I would have been maybe, I reckon, 6 or 7. No. We saw a hit roo on the side of the road, and it was a mum. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. I don't know how he could tell it was fresh or just happened, but he pulled over. She had a little baby in there, mm-hmm. but she died, and he pulled out the baby and put it in a little pillowcase, and then we drove it to an animal thing, like an hour away, and I thought I had a pet kangaroo.
Oh, and that's where the resentment comes from.
No.
Because it got taken away.
No, that was the dog a couple of years ago. No, that was great. I was
like, what happened to the dog?
Oh, we'll talk about that later.
Oh, I'd like to hear about it.
Oh, no.
Right now with these microphones on.
No. It says here.
Does that have anything to do with that framed picture of a dog over there?
With the big halo?
Yeah, it's got a halo on and all the flowers around it.
No.
And it says, "What?" Hang on, I'll go up closer and read. Hang on, I'll just walk over. R.I.P. to my only ever friend. Sorry about all the things I did with those 24 knives I owned.
Poor little.
I'll be sure to keep the knives safe on my desk.
I'll use a stick for fetch next time. Anyways, it says National Parks Officer Des Jones confirmed that the keeping of so you can keep them if you're looking after them while they're sick. The department said the roos would spend a short time mixing with the other kangaroos before being released around Gundawindi. Now, once they've been executed by shooters... Oh, no, you've already said that bit.
Yeah, that was the asterisk.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Right.
Far got these pictures captioned. Says far left, John Norris in his pouchy paradise. Oh, fuck. That's what he calls Kelly. and then just left the fate awaiting Ruse in Gundawindi. Oh, so they release him out there. That is sad.
Just to get brutalized.
Yeah.
By a fucking 22. Because
they could be culled in the wild.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, but you can't keep... Oh, he's fucking dumb. Okay, hey, we just want to keep them. Everyone loves them here and they're safe. And they're not... They're like an enclosure. They go, nah, it's illegal. We're going to take them, relocate them to the wild where we are allowing culling.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's upsetting.
I mean, why couldn't he just get a license to keep it like it was a zoo? Surely there's some kind of... Why didn't... What, well, you can keep them if you're tending them back to health. Why didn't
break
he just,
their legs.
Yeah. I'm not saying it would be nice to, but
saying put a bait out. Just saying,
put some mercury in their kangaroo food. What do kangaroos eat?
Fuck. Pringles.
Yeah, probably Pringles.
Oh, those Jumpin' Jack chippies. You know the little chips.
Oh, what about the Dixie chick? You know the
they eat the Dixie chicks. No,
in a drumstick. You know the drumstick in a chicken
drumsticks.
Piece? Chicken drumsticks. Yeah. That was so good.
Chicken crimpy. I could go. You'd have chicken crimpies here now, wouldn't
I
you?
I don't have chicken crimpies. There's
fuck, well, why do I even bother coming over for this shit?
Well, I can't always have chicken crimpies in the house.
No, you always do. Yeah, usually, if we ever record here, you go, oh, you want a chicken crimpy?
I gave you some fucking Natural Confectionery Company lollies beforehand.
You gave me a yellow one.
The yellow one came out. That's the luck of the draw. I was trying to give you a moment of like personal, like, oh, you know, you got the yellow one, and then I was going to say something inspirational. Sucked, I had an inspirational thing
yellow one's
ready
the worst
to go.
One.
Yeah, but I that time like
no
I
one will see
the luck of the draw. Blah, blah. It's another splinter in the banister
go,
of life.
You think you'd go? I'll give you another one.
No, because then you have to accept. In an act of what humility, I have the.
Yeah, you have the other one, but you've had the rest of the. You get the rest of the package as well.
Fucking right, I do because that's I bought. One, yeah. There's too many lessons to learn here.
Anyway, nice to speak to you guys.
Yeah, always
thanks
a pleasure
for coming around.
Well, Pete, you know what this means. I think, with the exception of Cashman, with the exception of Cashman. And Homegirls, we are on the tail end of this fucking thing.
The kangaroo tail end.
Okay. Oh, I cannot wait. I'm reading a bit of Homegirls. I'm jumping ahead. I can't. We're pretty much of the... we're almost done, this magazine. So well, good.
How good, mate? Well, let's get in that fucking car.
Yeah, you need to go to the airport. Oh, shit. We do need to go to the airport. All right, buddy.
God keep you all. Thank you. Goodbye.
God bless. Thanks for listening. You know where to find our shit. Thank you. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.